This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away Travel. Now, you've heard us talk about them for quite a while, and there's a reason. Number one, you guys are purchasing their products, which is awesome because I've heard such great reviews back, and I love my bag. If you don't know about them, they are a really awesome suitcase luggage carry-on size, the one I have. It's great. It has two USB ports, which, again, that may be like, why would you use that? Well, how about you're in a situation like this, and this happened to me recently. You're at a hotel, and you want to have your phone close to you. There's something going on. Maybe you need the sound machine from your phone. Or maybe you need something like someone's going to be calling you. It's important. And you just can't find that outlet that's perfect. Well, guess what? Now you just plug right into your bag. And you're all good. Starts charging. There's two ports. It's great. I love it. You can also obviously use that in the airport. Now, that's probably why lots of people use it. But I use mine for that specific reason. Again, they have just great items, and they make affordable, high-quality suitcases that can charge your phone. They start just $225. They cut out the middleman, and they get you that really great price. Two USB ports, as I said. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say it a lot. Two USB ports, folks. A high-capacity battery allows you to charge multiple devices on the go. Ultra-durable and very lightweight. I mean, crazy lightweight. You'd be shocked at how lightweight this is. They smooth ride. They got that 360 design, theft-proof, TSA-approved lock, and even overpackers can fit whatever they need. That's true. I'm an overpacker, and that tends to happen. They come in a lot of different sizes. You can find them all on their websites, four sizes. A risk-free 100-day trial period. That's right. If you order it, you get a full refund if you return it. No questions asked within the 100 days. You've heard me tell these stories so many times about my Away Travel bag, and I just can't say enough good about them, but here's something just a little bit better. If you visit awaytravel.com/WDW20, that's 20, and use promo code WDW20, you get $20 off your order. Again, WDW20 at checkout. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, and this is August the 23rd, 2017. That's not to spoil that we recorded this way before then. By way before that, I mean an entire 5 days. Should we spoil that? Should we tell people that? Does that ruin the illusion?
No, I'll leave it in.
It's fine. Because Will is expecting a child any moment. Like, we could get a call during the show, and it's like, oh, breakage.
Yeah.
It's time. Game time.
Fortunately, it doesn't, like, if I get the call, it's not like I'm going to miss anything. Because I feel like it's still going to take a while.
You don't want to miss a thing.
I miss you. I missed the baby, and I didn't want to miss a thing.
That's, yep.
You said Wednesday, right?
It's Wednesday.
Is this the redneck show we're doing?
Yes, it is.
So it's today, Wednesday.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I didn't even say. And this is episode 1577 of WDW Today.
It's a lot of episodes.
I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
Hope you guys like the new music. Special thanks to our buddy Dylan Spears for recording a new jam for us. I love it. And we decided to kind of shorten it so that the voiceover just says this is WDW Today because we just said we got five of us. So when we tried to do it, it was like, that's a lot of talking. You didn't even get to hear the amazing music. Yeah. My kids love it. My kids noticed that it was Disney World music even before. They're like, oh, it's Disney. And then when it gets into like the Electrical Light Parade, they dig it.
It reminds me of Disney in the afternoon from when I was younger. So I really like it a lot.
I was hoping for like Keanu Reeves or something.
Keanu. Right.
Keanu Reeves to do the voiceover.
Yeah. Well, he was busy.
Instead, we just got Ray to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So last time we had not Morgan Freeman. This time we just have a generic voice.
We still have not Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. It's still not Morgan Freeman.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. It's an accurate statement still.
So we went through on our Patreon Producers Club show. We said we want you guys to give us ideas for shows. And one of them came up because I believe the new edition of The Grease, new edition of Matt, and the fact that all of us kind of are from the South and somewhat and are country boys in general. Not really. I mean, I'm from Atlanta.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
I grew up
from the country, Terry?
Terry's from Virginia.
Okay.
From D.C., though.
And not a lot of country.
I'm from Atlanta, the suburbs. So.
Okay. But we got Mississippi representing, and we got now South Georgia representing.
I'm from south of the Mason-Dixon line. Thank you very much.
Well, here's the deal. I don't want anybody to get a misconception about this episode, okay?
Oh, gosh.
Because
it's a good thing you're explaining it.
When rednecks decide, hey, we're going to go to Disney, we don't half-ace it. We don't. We're going to do it right. I mean, it might be on the cheaper end. But we're not going to cut no corners.
I don't know, because you're there. I mean, I've been there. I feel like
Freeze, didn't you stay at the Grand Californian?
Yeah, what is
it? What are you talking about?
I will say this. There were times where I feel like that when my family went during some not good times, and we would like all-star sports it. But then I remember certain times with other family members that probably couldn't afford it. They were like, we're blowing it all on the Polynesian. Our entire yearly salary is gone for four nights at the Grand Polynesian.
I had a 401k, but I cashed that bad boy out.
I wanted to rent a pontoon boat, fireworks cruise.
I will say this, the times that I've stayed at the Pop Century,
yeah,
I've seen more luxury cars in the parking lot than I see when I'm at like the Grand Floridian.
Oh, absolutely. I've stayed at a lot of them. Do you see that family? We'll get to this. The family that's currently taking over the Instagram feed of Disney.
Oh, the 30 days people,
30
yeah.
No. They're staying at every hotel. They're doing 30 days, or 30, I don't know if it's every hotel, but it's 30 nights in 30 different hotel rooms. Well, I have to say, the only way you can do that and not lose your mind is if you're doing that with Disney. Because the check-in and check-out, I would legit, just the check-in process at any Disney hotel, which is... Let's just be honest. 80% of the time is horrible.
Well, aren't they like reviewing that process for people?
That process has changed since you left.
No, it hasn't. They always say that. It's all online check-in. You could show. Never works for me.
For me, the last few times
you book like 9 months in advance.
No, I don't. I booked a trip maybe 3 months.
That's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they stop.
I mean, other people do book further advance on the day of the trip on the way to the airport.
Well, some people don't have the responsibilities like I do, where all of a sudden it's like, I got a week off. What am I going to do? I need to get down there. By the way, I'm never going to stay on property because the check-in's going to kill me. Because it's going to be like, well, I just wasted half my day waiting in a line. I online checked in. It didn't even work.
I haven't even had to go to the front desk the last three times. I get a text on my phone.
There you go.
I go to use my magic band, get in the room, and I never have to talk to anyone at the front
desk.
Well,
if it's too late to ship your magic band like mine, always.
But you can tie it to your existing magic band.
I think we're missing something too, because I think the most redneck way to do Disney is to start at the Fort Wilderness Resort campground.
Just in general.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about the check-in process for that, so this could be a little different. I've never done this, but I've had many friends.
I've camped there.
Many friends that have camped there. Because it was the most affordable option.
We camped there as a family. We had a two-room tent, like one of those big boys.
Yep.
Two-room tent. So parents in the back, kids up front. And then we, what else did we do that week?
Did you fish?
No, we didn't fish. We had bonfire. We had a hayride. And yeah, it wasn't even a week. It was a night. It was a single night.
and we also considered,
could we go get a hotel room?
And you lived about 45 minutes
away.
Yeah,
there. We
could have just
Orlando.
Said, maybe we go home.
We pack
That's
it up.
Kind of a Central Floridian thing to do, because I know lots of friends that will literally go, that you know, live 30 minutes from the parks. They're like, oh yeah, we're going camping. You know, and then go to Fort Wilderness to camp.
I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't camp in Florida. There's no way.
So hot.
I know. No, a lot of people do it. Mosquitoes.
A lot of people, though, do it around Christmas.
Yes.
And it's a fun time to go at Christmas because everyone decorates their campsites or their tents or their cabins. And it's actually is kind of fun to walk through and see. It's kind of like a tiny Osborne Lights. It's like not as fun Osborne Lights. It's the redneck Osborne Lights.
The redneck Osborne Lights.
Which is kind of what the Osborne Lights were, and eventually just took over.
It took over.
We're on the wrong side of this right now, okay? I think that campground is for people like Will and his family that want to say that they camp and they want to think that they're like roughing it for a minute, and they're doing that. A real redneck from Northeast Georgia.
Hey, I'm about to kick you off the podcast for your shade you're throwing over there.
What are you talking about?
You're throwing more shade than a weeping willow in July. So slow down.
All right, let me go ahead and not throw shade. I don't even know what y'all are talking about right now. I need focus for
Grease
2 seconds.
Grease has never thrown shade before.
I need focus, okay? Here's the deal.
Shades.
Here is the deal, okay? Rednecks, when they get all... Number one... They wanted to go 2 years before, but when they called that 1-800 number and the woman told them the price, they about had a heart attack, okay? But then 2 years later, they're like, finally got enough money. Their kids are sitting there just like, please, please, please. All right, now we're going, okay? Here's the deal. When they go to Disney, they want convenience, okay? Agreed. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. They're going to be at that Contemporary.
Right.
For two reasons. One, it looks the closest thing to a Holiday Inn on the monorail. Okay?
True.
Two, you ain't got to walk too far to get breakfast. Now, the most important meal of the day.
It ain't that far to walk.
Yeah. No, the most important meal of the day is going to be breakfast. You got Chef Mickey's right now. Now, they will have a mild heart attack of the price.
Yes.
But there is one thing a redneck ain't going to do. He ain't going to stand in 2 hours of a line to go and meet Mickey Mouse, which he may or may not understand in the first place, okay? So he's going to be at Chef Mickey's.
He doesn't understand Mickey Mouse? Just the character?
He don't understand why. He doesn't understand why on earth you would sit there in the heat for 2.5 hours now. Because he's sitting there clocking in his mind of like, in 2.5 hours, what could I get done? Heck, I could have laid a dang brick sidewalk.
That's right.
And but nothing's getting done except y'all waiting.
So you're talking about he's going to Chef Mickey's because he doesn't want to wait outside at a normal character meet and greet.
Well, he's sitting there thinking, I'm getting three things done right now.
Okay.
At Chef Mickey's. Number one, he's in the AC. That is vacation to a redneck. Number two, he's eating breakfast. Okay.
Also bacon. Vacation to a redneck.
Yeah. As much bacon as you want to eat. Okay. Buffets are on the resume of requirements for a redneck vacation.
Especially the Golden Corral of Disney World. Yeah. Chef Mickey's.
It's just eight times the price.
And three is just
on the golden.
They don't want to go to something they don't understand. They want the things that they don't understand to come to them.
Now, I think where we're getting off track here is we are explaining right now the what a redneck guy does, but I think we need to talk about what are things you can do to, let's say, express your outdoorsman.
Chef Mickey's.
I think Chef Mickey's may be
the most redneck thing of all time. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Eating breakfast with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Is the most redneck thing you can do.
In the Holiday Inn.
Right. Let's talk, though. Let's try to, like, okay, Terry's interrupting me.
I think we should pause at this moment in the show to mourn the loss of the ultimate redneck experience at Disney World. Rest in peace, Dale Jr. The NASCAR
Dale Jr.
experience.
Is alive.
Well, you know.
He's very alive.
He's retiring this year.
Well, you're thinking of just Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, but yes.
But the NASCAR experience was ultimately
the Richard Petty driving experience.
Yes.
Which, awesome. I did it. Not there, but I did it at Daytona. Mm. And it was a blast.
There's video you doing.
There is. If you go to YouTube and type in Richard Petty or just Daytona, Logan and Will Daytona, there's a kind of a short film on it.
And it looks awesome.
It does. And it was fun. I'm glad I wasn't mic'd though very well in that, because you would not want to hear the words that I was yelling as this guy who, my favorite thing is someone went up to him in our group and we'll get on track, guys, I promise. Went up to him and said, like, oh, so like, how did you get this job being the driver? He's like, applied online. It's like
terrifying.
Like, because you want it to be like, oh,
do
I was a driver.
Do you have any credentials?
Like, I was a NASCAR driver. I didn't really quite make it to the pros.
You should deliver pizza.
Right. It's just like, you have a driver's license. Yeah. So that was a little terrifying.
Like, but the best part, USA for 3 years in a row.
The best part of that video, though, is seeing Logan get into a race car.
Through the window.
Okay. Taking one more quick break to tell you about Away Travel and their awesome luggage items. I told you about how durable they are. I've told you about how lightweight they are. The reason they're so lightweight is because, I don't know, they have awesome extra durable technology. It's super cool. I don't know how to explain it. This is the Southern Country Boy episode of this. Maybe there's a better definition, but I can tell you I've lifted this thing over my head and ran through an airport when I was late. It's awesome. And that 360 design, I know a lot of people, maybe you may write that off. You may say, I got the two wheels or I got the four wheels, but they go one way. You know, you get the four wheels. You get the full spin. One, it's cool. You can like kind of walk down the aisle, spin in your bag, and it fits perfectly in your overhead compartment if you get that carry-on. I have the smaller carry-on size with just the traditional carry-on. And it's great. I mean, again, I don't know how to explain it other than it's one of the best pieces of luggage I've owned, and it's such a great price as they start just at $225. And if you use our promo code, that is WDW20 at checkout, once you go to their website, awaytravel.com/WDW20, and use that because it tells them, you know, that you heard about it right here. Use that promo code WDW20 and you get $20 off. It's awesome. Lifetime warranty. Also, I didn't mention that earlier on. Lifetime warranty, folks. If anything breaks, they'll fix it for the rest of your life. Plus, can we hear you one more? One more. Free shipping in the lower 48 states. I know that's primarily where our listeners come from. Some are from around the world, but primarily in the lower 48. That's right. The lower 48, you get your shipping absolutely free. How great is that? All right. We're going to get back to the show. But remember, awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use that promo code WDW20 and get $20 off.
Okay. You remember River Country?
No.
Okay. When I was a kid, the first time I ever went was 1990. It was either 90 or 91, and I think River Country was still open.
I have
small memory, like vague memories of going to River Country.
Yeah, I went in 86 and 92 as a kid.
Well, this was like this. It didn't close until
election years.
It closed November 7th, 2001.
Went to Disney.
Okay. I mean, I was living there when it closed. Right. And I was in college. So
this
it was not
close to Fort Wilderness. This was like an extension, right, of the campground. Basically,
it's right there in the middle of the Bay Lake.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, you're missing out. The number one redneck destination is that campground. You're gonna go to Disney and you're gonna camp.
No, if you go there, you're gonna see plush RVs, people trying to save a little bit of money, but it's not gonna be rednecks.
Disagree.
All right, let's talk about attraction wise. What are your top attractions? Test track. Good call.
Yeah.
Test track.
Yes. Now, like Tron test track
not
or pre test track?
Not as much
track?
Now. Pre track.
They don't want all that internet all over it. No. They want test track.
Which I'm all for. That's also thing we need to say is that we are not saying any of this degrading wise. We are the customer.
No, I'm, yeah.
Oh, well, we know you're a hick hillbilly. We read that in our reviews.
And we're just fat slobs. So no, when you mix a fat slob and a redneck hillbilly.
No, snobs. You're fat snobs.
Oh, we're snobs. That's right.
Well, no, that's what we call ourselves.
Fat slobs is a double entendre.
Yeah, well, you can't. Exactly. It is.
Okay, so test track. Let me go ahead and talk to you about something right here.
Get in there.
The rednecks halfway through that thing get a little mad, though.
They are.
Because when they do the anti-lock brake system test. Man, that ain't how it handles. You know what I mean? We know how to peel out. We know how to fishtail. Like, we know how to do all that. And they don't test it on a dirt road, which is stupid. They should.
The bumpy one's kind of like a dirt road.
That's a parking lot that we will avoid.
Okay.
Okay? That's all that is.
That's the Shoney's parking lot.
Now, the whole time that redneck's in line, I'm sitting there like, you know what I mean? You hear it, and you're like, man, that looks pretty awesome. You know what I mean? It takes forever to get to that part.
You're sitting there, and you're going, for a ride based on speed, we sure aren't going.
No, we're not doing anything. It's
would
like
you get me
the
a
hot
sandwich?
And cold test. I don't understand. Anyway, you finally get to that part, and I'm telling you right now, 60 miles per hour on a bank incline like that, redneck all over that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good part.
If you want to hear a redneck howl, you just wait. Every 10 to 12 cars, you're going to hear this random go, that's the redneck row. That's when redneck row sounds like a jungle cat growl. Yeah, that's when you know somebody's having fun from the mountains.
Yes,
you hear that noise.
Now you could say that Disneyland kind of perfected that with Radiator Springs Racers
to bring it in.
Then it was like forget. It was like no, we're going to take you through a beautiful waterfall.
Don't get him on
scenario,
Disneyland.
And then you're going to have all of these. You got a Mack truck that tries to hit you. You got Mater.
Mater.
And then you race. But we're sticking with Disney World. Anything else? Any attractions come to mind? I mean, there's obviously a few.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
The log ride.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
See, this is why people complain and say you guys hired two people that don't know.
No. I know it's called Splash Mountain.
No, but
we're going to call it the log ride.
That's true.
Shoot
flume.
They're excited about it, but they plan it later in the afternoon because rednecks don't get wet before 2 o'clock.
That's true. Because they're going to be wet for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And they know it.
They don't dry.
They plan.
No. So, yeah, they're going to go to the log ride. And then they're going to go to that mountain train over there.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain.
And then
they're going to be real disappointed.
When it gets really hot, we're going to mosey on over to Country Bears.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's on my list. Country Bears pretty high.
Oh, Country Bears very high.
Very high
on the list.
See,
Magic Kingdom kind of has this covered. The others, I think we're going to be struggling. But Magic Kingdom, I feel
no,
like...
No, see, I've got an see, idea
okay, good,
for...
Good.
see, I feel like the ultimate... If you're gonna like, just say one thing, what would a red... You know, WWRD, what would a redneck do? They're going to go to the water park.
Yeah.
Oh, hands down.
They're going to spend a day...
Yep.
With a cooler at the water park.
It's disconcerting to me because next summer our trip is based on the two water parks. So,
like the entire Mississippi trip?
Obviously, I'm just straight back in the demographic, Greece. Yep.
Tupelo over there.
I'm right at the
Nashville, this is what happens.
Yep. Yep,
well, but let's stick in the Magic Kingdom for a minute, then we'll move to water park.
No,
Magic Kingdom, anything else pop in your mind? Anything else? The shooting gallery?
No.
Got a place you can shoot a gun?
Well, and then the... the
for now.
Tom Sawyer's Island.
That's it.
Because
nobody goes there.
Well, no, except for redneck children. They, Jimbo and Billy Bob, y'all go have fun.
Just seems offensive.
And I do feel like Disneyland.
Can't say that.
Disneyland one ups the redneck experience because you can canoe.
Out to the
island.
Work on vacation though.
No, you don't get a canoe. You get a pontoon and a cooler.
And that's what we're talking about. Here, see, now we're getting outside the parks. And I think that's the problem. Is that whole sort of monorail area, I think, is, I don't know if because as a kid, I'll be honest, there were trips where we never left that area. Where we would stay, we'd go to Magic Kingdom, was kind of it. We'd do Magic Kingdom, then what else you do? You'd rent a boat.
Well, you saunter on over to Polynesia or the Grand Floridian and you get you a little boat.
Yeah, who's rented a boat here? Y'all two have rented boats.
I've rented boats.
I don't believe I've rented a boat.
We have definitely pontooned
I've
it as
pontooned
a family.
Pontooned and water sprite.
All right, so what
I
is that?
Okay, pontoon so when we were staying at the campground.
Right, so what's that experience? What's that like? What do you do? Like, I haven't done it really since I was a kid.
So the problem with the pontoons is this.
Like, we're giving real
There's
travel
no
advice
problem
now.
With a pontoon
like, let's
boat.
Real travel advice tell here. Tell us about the pontoons.
So my pontoon experience was at Old Key West. Which is the redneckest of the DVC options, I believe.
Still sticking with the campground over here.
Yeah, but it's not a DVC
All-Star
resort.
Sports.
I said, the DVC. I'm the voice of DVC. So I was saying that.
Okay,
the,
you are the voice.
The voice of DVC.
The voice, the voice of DVC.
That's
lower my rates voice.
Our room wasn't ready. Our room wasn't ready, so they sent us to someone else's room. And so when we got back from, like, walking in on Dorothy and James or whatever in their room. Seriously.
Right. What?
They were like, hey, would you like to rent a boat while we get your room ready? So I was like, oh, no. Sure. So they give us a boat. We get out in the boat.
But what's that? So you go and you check in.
You go and you check in. They give you a boat. And they're like, here are the keys. Have a good time. And the boat's got a governor on it. And it goes like 2 miles an hour. So it's almost impossible to steer, period.
Mm. Was this a pontoon?
It might be a little different in like the Bay Lake area. Yeah. Because Bay Lake is just wide open, and it's not a big deal. But this area is like you're trying to going through the canals over by the tree houses and stuff.
Yeah, I'm
and
pretty
so you're trying
sure
to make like wide turns.
I was younger than now. I was a kid.
Every day is younger than now.
Fake right. News. Well, but I'm just saying I didn't personally go rent the boat. My dad rented it. You know, I was a part of the family, but I do remember we were in the Bay Lake area, and I do remember them being significantly slower than you would just go rent a pontoon
Ours
boat on
broke
a regular
down.
Lake.
We had to be rescued from the boat.
Oh.
Like they had to come out. It's
a winning endorsement.
Here's a free boat.
Yeah.
We're trying to make you happy, so here's a boat. Mm-hmm. And then we had to be towed in. But it's one of my favorite Disney stories. It was just a comedy of errors, but it was fun, and it definitely was a. It definitely was redneck to be strolling around the old canals over there by the tree houses. And
right. Now, I've never done it.
I didn't have a fishing pole, which would
I was going to say that. You can go bass
fishing.
You can
go bass fishing.
I've never done it. It's Steve Harvey's favorite thing to do at Walt Disney World. Because I remember watching he hosted some event. Like, what's your favorite thing to do? He's like, my kids go to the park and I just go bass fishing. It's fully stocked and it's nice. I'm pulling up fishing at Walt Disney World right now. Lots of different excursion options on those pontoon boat. Dockside fishing they even have. Guided fishing excursions. Man, so they actually have a lot of those kind of things. You ever think about that? Parasailing? Parasailing got to be pretty high up there on the list.
We can do that at PCB.
That's true. So anything
we can
that
do
that
at Myrtle Beach, PCB. We ain't going to flirt
with that. But
you
have the illusion of it being safer because it's Disney.
Right.
True.
Well, no. You know what? When I was a kid, something that was really fun, you know how they got the little two-seater little quote-unquote speed boats that you can rent?
Yeah, the water sprites.
Water sprites. I don't know. Okay. And well, anyway, so as a kid, those are pretty fun. As an adult, not awesome.
Real hot.
You're kind of like,
because they look like they are fast as a child.
Exactly.
But they are not fast.
They're going about 20, 25 at the most.
Oh, I don't think it's
that. No, it's more like or 2.5.
Oh, no, because you can, I mean, it's going faster.
It trolls.
No, it kicks up a little bit.
I'll try to find out.
Grease trolls also. basically true. The whole show. Yeah. He's just trolling.
No, so I highly recommend that if you got a kid.
Yeah, he's right. They go, their maximum is 20 miles an hour.
Hey, darn right. Mm-hmm. You can judge speed. That's
so
why
you're
back at
test
track.
You don't know what you're talking about. Clearly you do.
I do.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, are we going to venture outside of Kingdom?
That's fine, sure.
See,
it's your show, Grease. You do you.
Well, okay. At Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay.
I think I know where you're going.
The first thing you're going to do is get on that safari ride.
I was about to say, yep. All right, let's see if you have the same rationale. Because in my head, I know why.
You have fast passed that safari ride.
If there's anything you want to do, okay, it's in the Northeast Georgia Mountains, you got deer. You got bears, you got squirrels, you got boars, hogs, whatever you want to call them, right?
Rattlesnakes.
And turkeys. Good Lord, we love our turkeys up there. Anyway, you fantasize about going on that safari hunt. You know what I mean?
Like the head of Jimmy John's.
And so, yeah, so you're going to put on that hat. You're going to put on that hat.
The
on
dad
that
hat?
Safari ride. No, you know, you're going to put on the hunting hat. And you're going to go on that safari ride and pretend like that you're out in Africa.
So you're the villain of that ride before they redid it and took out the storyline. You were the poacher.
Wilson Mutombo is coming for you.
Yes. And you just want to see those animals. You know what I mean? And pretend like that you might be able to take one home with you, but you can't.
Anything else at Animal Kingdom? I'm trying to think. You can get the Dole Whip. That's pretty high up there.
Oh, I mean, the rafting. Whip. The rafting ride is pretty
rough. Oh, yeah, any raft ride. It's begin though wet. You don't want to get
you're
going
to wait till the end of the day.
That's another two. Yeah, it's post 2 o'clock to do the old Cali River Rapids. Yeah.
No, rednecks are going to love the Bugs Life 4D experience. Because they're going to go in there two or three times to figure out how they get wet, how the air blows your face, and all this other stuff.
You're going to go over to the dinosaur ride, and you're going to question it the whole time, but you want the kids to kind of entertain. Maybe there were dinosaurs. You don't know.
See, rednecks
question the existence of dinosaurs.
Maybe.
They are so street smart, they have to figure out all that stuff.
All right, so in honor of the Grease, the most redneck thing to do at Animal Kingdom is you're going to get your dollar bills out, and you're going to go over and play some skee ball.
Uh-huh.
And oh,
you're going to try to win. What is that area called?
Dino Land.
Dino-rama,
that's
I believe.
What you're doing.
We talked about that recently.
You were going to get you a stuffed Bugs Bunny and all those things.
Have they talked about getting rid of that more?
Yeah.
That's rumored currently to become Indiana Jones Land.
I'd take it. In Animal Kingdom.
I mean, exactly. I don't know. Rednecks love our Indiana Jones.
Yes.
He might be okay with that.
I mean, he found the Ark of the Covenant.
He darn right he did.
So, I mean, it proves a lot of things.
Darn right.
So,
Old Testament stuff out there.
Yeah. Lord Almighty, amen.
Yeah.
Good. But I still think, okay, so can we go to Epcot? Because there's something.
We missed some Grease. When you go to the Carnival Games, like, what kind of budget do you need to set aside for that experience?
It depends on how good you are at games.
True. You're going to want at least
$30. You scope it out. You figure out your best odds and then how many tiers you got to get to that big
What is the
animal.
Grease fantastic at? Is it the ring toss? Is it the water? The shoot,
no one's good at the ring toss.
The water gun on the nose?
That's a good one.
Yeah, the water gun on the nose is good.
Takes talent.
The other good one is just because it's fun is the darts with the balloons.
Mm, that's a good one.
If you can do that,
that
one.
That is a fun.
You never play basketball.
You never do the football through the hole of the...
No, you don't do that. You don't do skill stuff.
Anything that's going to make you sweat more, you're staying away from that.
Yeah.
Do they have the darts and the balloons at Disney? I have to look, because I feel like that's a Carnival exclusive.
More of a Carnival thing.
Always what you win of that, too. If you ever notice that a lot of those are always like, you win a framed photo, at least in the 90s, I feel like, of like, oh yeah, I got the Harley Davidson logo framed.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of wrestler photos that way. Like, my wall was filled with a lot of Buff Bagwells due to the Carnival. That are things you couldn't put up on the wall. Like, stuff that your parents would get real mad at you about. Like,
why did you win this?
Yeah, why did you win this?
They gave it to me! Okay,
had a lot clear.
I think we're missing a lot of method here, though, is a problem, because you're going to get hungry when you're at all of these parks. And
yes.
If you're anything like my redneck family growing up, you're taking sandwiches in
you're
little plastic
it.
Bags. You are packed for snacks and for lunch because you're not eating at
no.
the park.
Right. Oh, no, you're not
the
spending
quick service
another dollar.
Is made for the 1%, so you're not going to the quick service, which, you know, now I contest that.
Yeah.
But But yeah, that's how we did it. When
you shop beforehand.
Yeah, you bring snacks. You plan your day.
And you immediately go to the grocery store.
You do. You pit stop in the cooler rides as the days go. So we're going to go over to Dinoland.
It's the one time a
year.
Which
is actually still a great idea, by the way. If you do this, look.
That's just pragmatic.
We have a sponsor who you've heard on shows that pack stuff with you. Mm-hmm. It's true. Pack your food. We've heard on the previous version of the show, someone wanted to pack entire Thanksgiving dinner. Brought it on Thanksgiving.
No way.
Unloaded the bird?
Yeah.
Do y'all know this
like
is
bird
the,
intact?
This
or
is
like,
the one time
I don't know.
A man. There. This is the one time a man's gonna bring his little 6-pack soft cooler.
Yep.
And he's gonna sacrifice it for some bologna sandwiches.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just how it is.
Also now, known as the Ark of the Covenant now in Mississippi.
Some people will be like, no, man, just don't even worry about it. You don't want to carry that thing around all the time. The one thing you can't tell a redneck to do is not carry something. True. Because they're going to man up, and they're going to be like, what do you think? I can't carry this all day?
I can carry this all day to every park.
I can carry this all day to every park, and
this
we ain't
is
even
going
to take a
hopper.
Nap today.
Yep.
Now,
yeah, this is my park hopper. That's pretty
you.
Good.
And
I like that.
Thinking about that, there is also, unless you got anything at Epcot, well,
yeah,
we missed one at Epcot, too.
First of all, the activity of drinking around the world is extremely redneck,
yes.
But specifically...
I'm going to contest it. Go ahead.
Specifically, every redneck lady is wanting to go grab a margarita in Mexico.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's true. That's very
pretend
true.
Like they're on vacation, which they are.
But in Mexico.
And also, the American Pavilion, everyone is going to go pay tribute to the great U.S. of A.
Yeah.
By eating a funnel cake or two.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now here's my. Is there
we
anything
ain't at Epcot long. Either.
Yeah. This is where I was going to get you. All right. Terry's got something, and then I'll
like the ladies are
thought.
All going to get some henna. That feels like the
no,
henna
that's,
tattoos.
That's the mark of the beast. They're not doing that.
Now I'm gonna let's be
it's
real.
Really.
I think we've made a lot of jokes here, but there are real things, and this is something that's practical for advice. For you would say drinking around the world. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
But I start to look at things, and especially when I was a kid, what's free?
Yep, I know exactly where you're going.
So you got a couple things. One, you got the monorail. So instead of drinking around the world, would you rather monorail crawl? Because no admission, no park admission.
Just ride
around. Hop around, and it's the only free ride in the park. I remember we go on the monorail sometime for hours.
It's true.
As kids, have great conversation, chill out, maybe break open some of them bologna sandwiches, watch the fireworks while
and
we're going around.
And it is cool.
Here's the other question, though.
It's from the future.
Don't you have to wait in security now to get on the monorail?
Yeah, but still not too bad.
That's the most anti-redneck thing.
Well, you have to once. If you get off and on, every time you get off and on, you will have to wait. There's also, though, the Chip and Dale sing-along campfire, which is at Fort Wilderness, the only free character meet and greet.
There you go.
You don't have to book anything. You just show up. And I also do feel like that's also a trait, which is a trait that's still in me now. And if I wasn't an annual pass holder, still happens. I definitely do it every time I still go to Universal Studios. So I'm not an annual pass holder there. It's just I do not pre-buy a ticket. Mm. I walk up and say, I would like one day, please. And I walk in because that's how we did it when I was a kid.
Right.
We never planned it. We never bought the tickets in advance. I don't know why. But there's also lots of free things you can do. And I think that that's something that we're joking around about.
The internet also wasn't as prevalent when you were a child.
Yeah, you call, you make your vacation. We also would stay either at an All-Star or we'd stay off-property. Mm-hmm. Off-property also something that 192 is redneck heaven.
Just about to throw out there 192.
Now, I will say this.
Medieval times.
Get in there.
We love the fire out of iDrive.
You do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. iDrive is the upgraded. 192 is where you, until Margaritaville Resort opens, then that's the hub.
They call it iDrive because they don't want to call it international.
That's true. And then 192, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
Still
I didn't even know it was called it international drive.
192 still stuck in the late 70s to the mid 80s and maybe the early 90s tops. But iDrive has actually had a big rebirth, and it's awesome.
Hmm.
And there's stuff you can do down there that is a lot of fun.
Writer. What's the other, is it fun? What's the fun? The fun
spot?
Old Town.
Fun spot.
Old Town is
frightening.
Terrifying. It is. Now, if you're listening, Fun Spot people, because I know they're listening, I go a lot, but there is the part that I go because I'm like, never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Especially to you, Logan.
And it's like going to Six Flags. Yeah, it's like the woman at my Corky's Barbecue touching all my bread. She's a bread toucher. It happens to me. I don't know why these things happen to me, but they do. I'm the only one who finds these people. I assemble this group of people.
Sometimes when you and I are together, a little magic happens. And new creatures are created.
Yeah, like the touch. I had to explain now to my wife, this box of bread is the touched bread. We're only using this.
The touched bread.
If, yeah.
If there's some ducks we can go feed.
Because I had to go pick, or like if the kids were real hungry.
Right.
Because what had happened was we were at Corky's Barbecue, as mm-hmm. you are, picked up dinner. The woman said, hey, first, once she, I have a little pop, what are these called? Pop stand thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The thing that girls have on the back
their phone,
of their iPhone.
Their selfie thing.
I'm going to get in trouble for, my for wife has categorizing one. That as for ladies.
No, really my young, wife has one too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All moms do.
And moms.
And I have one, and I love mine.
Well, you're kind of a mom.
But the woman who worked at the Corky's, this is going to a rant. I'm sure there's going to be great reviews about this one. She's like, oh, I love that phone. Grabbed it with her two fingers, slid it on, and was like, oh, check it out. I didn't offer up. She was like, can I see it? And I just kind of held it up, and she went, grabbed it from me. I'm like, all right, that's a little weird, but whatever.
Goodbye, phone.
30 minutes passes. I'm still waiting for my food. She's like, they're just waiting on the Texas toast. I was like,
it's like the thing. It's coming from Texas.
It's coming the thing from that, like, there. You shouldn't have imported. To cook more than like a minute and a half, but okay. Right. So she brings it out, and she's like, I'm sorry. We have a new guy in the back. Do you mind if I check your food? Because they were all stapled in bags. And I said, absolutely no problem. So, because I've had some mistakes there. So I thought she was just going to like open up the bag and be like, all right, here's your meals. Here's everything. Mm-hmm. She opens up the thing of Texas toast, individually grabs them. One, two,
no.
Three, four, five. She says, it's supposed to be six. And they only gave you five. And I said, it's fine. I will be gone.
Not eating those anyway.
So hey. After waiting for my Texas toast, half of it, because we got two orders of Texas toast, because that's how we do it in my house. Mm-hmm. One order of Texas toast.
I love Texas toast.
Became the touch toast. And we said, this is the just in case the kids decide they're only eating Texas toast, which happens sometimes.
Right? Then you looked over, and one of your children is just licking that piece of touch toast.
I almost called and complained, but I'm not much of a complainer.
You know what your first mistake was?
Corky's.
Yeah.
No, Corky's to go. Good.
Terry nailed it.
Sit there and eat it, but on...
Nah.
Well, yeah, skip. I don't mind. Don't mind.
So, I remember
only like five locations.
Redneck trip, Disney, early on in my
We've
life.
All been there.
Mm-hmm. We Holiday Inn in Kissimmee.
Nice. Mm.
And it was like we were next to the what is that part of Kissimmee that sort of has like the old town? Is it Old Town Kissimmee where there's like the little
we're just talking about? Yeah.
You know that's got the. Thing that lights up and
that's
the,
Old Town. Yep, that's yep. Old
I thought
town.
You were talking about the thing in downtown Orlando. That's like what's that
Church
area?
Street Station?
Yes,
that's no longer around.
It's still
that
you used to
was
walk
not
in it,
super
I
redneck.
No, that was also scary. Sometimes.
Yeah, but different kind.
Side note:
when Logan mentioned Old Town, that's what he was talking about.
Okay. Mm.
Side note: we call it Kissimmee.
Kiss me in Kissimmee. That should be all the car
is Kissimmee.
Car guys.
That's what we call it.
1-888-242-0328. Orlando.
Yep, that's it.
And in Kissimmee. Kiss me in Kissimmee. That was if you're Orlando natives, you know what I'm talking about.
Is that a rap song?
No.
The Family Man rap.
Uh-huh.
If y'all don't know, Orlando was the hub at 1.4. Infomercial like television shows that we all watched.
Mm.
You talk about this is where Central Florida maybe doesn't get the redneck rap as much as it should. When I lived there, when we lived there, we used to watch an hour long. We're back with another episode. Here we go. Fixin' to learn ya. Cletus and Poot.
Cletus and Poot.
Cletus and Poot.
That's like your family. That's awesome, Grease.
Fixin' to learn ya. Fixin' to learn ya.
Heroes.
They were. Heroes. And then, so it was like two larger men who sold cars, but they had a TV show called The Family Auto Mart Show, and he was the family man. There was a family boy.
He would do like the running of the cars where he's
Let's
like struggling.
Cars, struggling down the aisle.
And he'd do a cartwheel. Like handing him little bot, like cups of water. He's
it's when I found out what
himself.
A W-2 was, because I always go, bring your W-2s. As a kid, I'm like, what does that mean?
Mom, Dad, do we have one of those?
We have a W-2?
We can get a car.
Bring your W-2s. Oh.
That guy's a genius, though. Because he's, I mean, he knew back then that YouTube was going to be an ad revenue crazy sauce.
See, what he did, though, that became so popular, he never really sold it.
Mm.
And then he got his stomach stapled. And now he has long hair and he lives the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle.
And he's opening Margaritaville.
He's actually opening Margaritaville Resort in Orlando, Florida. but there was also Appliance Direct, which was an appliance company.
I remember Appliance Direct.
White Porcelain. That's still happening. That still goes on.
Still happening. He still is.
He's still out there selling it. And it used to be him and his daughter. And they ended up making it. Now, look, folks, the reason I'm telling you this is you're going to be flipping around local TV if you don't only stay on the Stacy channel when you're staying in the parks. And you're like, what is this? Who is this guy and why is he selling me White Porcelain? Waki Nunu.
Yeah, why is he saying Waki Nunu?
And here's some fun fact of that. It's the Appliance Direct show. Again, Appliance Direct, Family Automart, if they want to sponsor, sure. But as far as I know, not the best reputation for actual merchandise, but the shows were top notch. And he has a woman with him now. He used to have his daughter who'd go, if you didn't buy Direct, and she'd go, you paid too much. Now, you paid too much is done by a woman in a knee brace.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that for about a decade.
We always just thought this is very unfortunate. She has this hurt knee, this poor lady.
She is scratch and dented.
That's why they have the knee brace on.
What?
Subtle imagery in
there. She used to be the scratch and dent lady before we think Will and I were even. I don't remember that one.
Oh, so she's a character.
She's scratch and dent.
She's the Grease.
She just always thought she had a knee brace problem.
Oh, my gosh.
But now she's scratch and dented.
There's like a thick history to all this stuff.
Yeah, and they end up doing that one year in Bill and Ted. So.
I feel like we've been going for quite some time.
Yeah, let's wrap it up here.
I'm telling you right now, it's a great day to be alive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's Travis Tritt said that.
He did, in a song. We missed one thing in Epcot that I'm sure every redneck family hits up. It's Cool Club, the Coca-Cola thing.
Let's get all the flavors.
You're not going to go
you're
there.
You're going to have the Beverly.
You're going to trick your friends into the Beverly. You're going to get that cousin that you don't like, and you're going to say, hey, come try this one. This one's from Europe. It's fancy or whatever.
Fancy Coke.
Is there anything in Hollywood Studios?
I like the Beverly.
I don't mean redneck. I mean anything
probably
right now.
Probably just Rock and Roller Coaster over and over.
We are literally, Aerosmith. We will go through it with our family, and then we're hitting that single rider line like it's nobody's business while they're...
If you wonder why that Aerosmith store is still so popular, really Aerosmith themed anymore, it's because of that. It's who's buying the drumsticks.
Yep,
your families.
I feel like
I love it.
Hollywood Studios is about to become the ultimate redneck experience. Because I feel like there's about to be a yard sale. They're just going to start putting some tables up on the sidewalk.
This is just a little news before we wrap it up. The Muppets Courtyard is dead.
Rest in peace.
Which it lasted a whole eight months.
A lot of rest in peace going on
now
in this show.
It is becoming this kind of cool, hip downtown LA district, which they've repainted parts of the streets of America. There's going to be a craft beer spot with lots of craft beers from California.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually a pretty cool option, so I'm excited about that.
That sounds good. Also, one correction, Terry. Fort Wilderness is a DVC club. It is. Go look it up.
Wilderness Lodge is.
Go look it up, friend.
He does have photographic evidence.
Yeah. It's 8 points a night.
If it's not a DVC resort, you can use your DVC points.
I'm just saying it's a. It's
you can
on
use your
page.
DVC points to stay
it's
anywhere.
It's on the page.
But it's you pay that $95 fee.
Just saying, you're the voice. You got to know this stuff.
No, dude, it's not a DVC resort.
I'll get in there. Get the knowledge.
You can stay anywhere on property with your points.
In his defense, Terry, I'm just going to throw this.
It's
out
called
there.
The Disney Collection. Which is different than the DVC.
It is under
resort.
The DVC resort hotels there, Mr. Lott.
Mm. Where is this at?
But, no, the Disney resort hotels within the DVC page.
Right. It's called the Disney Collection is what it's called, I believe.
I just wanted the voice to know.
You can do it if you choose to.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can
just
stay anywhere.
You can stay at Pop Century, but it's definitely that's.
I'm just telling you right now, being in between, Matt and Terry,
what's
when they're kind of bickering.
I feel like Terry's about to come at you.
We got
to
get on
it's
this.
Like a big Montana Arby's sandwich.
All right, that's good. I'm cutting this off. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. Special thanks to our sponsor, Away Travel, awaytravel.com/WDW20. And until next time, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Grease.
I'm Matt Lott.
See you on the next show.